for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for the name of the main street, a bustling thoroughfare that runs right through a once glamorous district of Beirut in Lebanon. It's where the world's Aaron Schachter remembers stumbling across an excellent cup of coffee.
Just off the main street, my wife and I discovered Cafe Eunice. It's been roasting its own coffee in this teeny tiny little hole of a shop for generations. So you go in now and there's the owner of the shop who comes and says, "Hello, my name is Amin. Welcome to Eunice's coffee shop. What kind of coffee would you like?" He writes down what kind of coffee you want. So every time you show up, he looks through his book and says, "Oh, okay, you want a little bit of Colombian, a little bit of this." He scoops it into a bag for you and grinds it up. You know, back pre-Civil War, this was the place to go in Beirut, the very fashionable shopping street. It's been called the Champs-Élysées of Beirut. Cafe Eunice is certainly bringing back the kind of charm of old Beirut.
So name this charming old street in Beirut if you can. We're back with the answer later in the program. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You may have had enough with Apple and the hype surrounding every little thing the company does, but there was an announcement this week that could make a big difference for world travelers. Apple has finally said it will begin selling unlocked iPhones in the U.S. In America, iPhones have been locked, so they could only work with two cell phone providers. The change means the phones will now work on any network, anywhere in the world that uses a SIM card. But as Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut, this technological innovation is nothing new in many other countries.
News that Apple will sell unlocked iPhones for under $700 was in general greeted with the collective yawn outside the U.S. Vache Galuzian is the owner of a small but busy cell phone shop on Hamra Street, Beirut's most famous shopping avenue.
In Lebanon, we don't care about this. In Lebanon, we have it since 3 years, 4 years.
As have other countries around the world. In France, Apple was forced by law to sell unlocked iPhones in 2007. Perhaps that's where Galuzian got his two unlocked iPhone 4s. He sells up to half a dozen a week, so he says Apple's big announcement won't put a dent in his business.
So it's a factory unlock from U.S. Everybody in Lebanon can use the iPhone. Maybe it will be the cost $400.
He says that means he may sell more phones and make more profits. But other shops were pretty happy with the locked iPhones. They made money unlocking them. Lebanese, living and working all over the world, often bring home locked iPhones from Europe or the U.S. that need to be unlocked so they can work on the local network at $20 a pop. Shop owner Ryan Khoury says he does this about 100 times a month.
It's a very nice business.
Khoury has a lot of return business from iPhone owners who mistakenly update their phone software through Apple, which automatically relocks the phone. But he says unlocking the phones only makes up about 3% of his business, so the new phones don't pose an existential threat. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.
The answer to our GeoQuiz may have slipped by you. Hamra Street in Beirut, Lebanon is the street we were looking for. We picked a few winners of our GeoQuiz texting game. Who knew that?
Patrick from Columbus, Ohio.
Claudia from Tucson, Arizona.
Drew from San Diego, California. That's the first time I responded. I just actually signed up for it, and this time I knew that. So I was like, I got it.
Beginner's luck. You can join in next time we play. Just text GeoQuiz one word to 69866. That's 69866.